नमः सब्वाय च मयो भवाय च नमः शंकराय च मयस्कराय च नमः शिवाय च शिवास्तराय च शुक्ल यजुर्वेद संहिता 1641 We offer salutations to thee, the giver of happiness and well-being. We offer our salutations to thee, the promoter of good and auspiciousness. We offer our salutations to thee, the bestower of bliss and still greater bliss. I'm going to read two letters from Swami Nishayashananda today. One is dated 7th February 1983. My dear, love and best wishes for a happy and prosperous new year for you, your wife, the children, and the relatives and friends. Thanks for the nice and very detailed letter announcing the early delivery. Congratulations for all the success you are enjoying through God's grace. My special prayers for the welfare of him whom you have named. The cold compress on the waist front will help to bring the abdomen to the normal size, free from scratch marks. There will be plenty of breast milk for the child. If you can take castor oil, 1 cup, and slight bits of garlic of the size of the thumb, four pieces of such size and all, boil strongly till the garlic essence is gone into the oil and the garlic pieces become crisp like charcoal. Then filter the solids out. You will get a highly efficacious medicinal oil. She can dip these 3 fingers into that oil twice and apply it to the waist area and rub for around 10 minutes using hands alternatively. As the oil being thick is pretty hard to rub in. Then wash with soap and water. The packs will not work when the pores of the skin are blocked with oiliness. Sweat will not issue out when pores are blocked. The essence of the preparation will pass into the blood through the outer skin and enrich the blood. Most diseases will be prevented. The jam of the 6 powders, dried ginger, black pepper, long pepper, cinnamon, licorice, and vasambu, of the total mixture of the 6, add a little honey will be a most helpful, useful help to improve digestion, assimilation, and elimination for all. I take this whenever I can get it with friends. Most friends who feel know about me make this preparation. Johannesburg's friends keep it when I stay there. Here, 2 houses. Have got it. It is good your wife stays with the children now. Mother's presence is very helpful. I am glad about the programs of satsang. Hope will get a steady job soon, and that will get one for himself also. Though the present setup for both of them is probably fairly satisfactory. Doctor wrote to me a nice letter giving details of his trip, etc. I replied to him suitably. I'd write another letter reached me some time ago. Recently, I have been busy writing the matter for our bulletin Atmanivedana. We have made it now one issue for 2 months. We post thrice a year. Each posted envelope containing 2 bulletins, that is from 4 months, combined to save postage. I completed the matter for March and April last night. This will come along with a bulletin for January and February 83. We are about to construct a recreation come great hall, 40 feet by 20 feet, as an extension of our main building occupied by our president. The prayer hall, shrine, and my bedrooms form another extension on the opposite side. This is 35 feet by 35 feet. There are also the toiletries and showers, a dining room and a kitchen, all small, attached to this section, the ashram. I am now staying here except for a night, Wednesday. That night, I spend in my old host home. I do move work from the ashram, since my books are all here in shelves. I sat in my neighbor's home, also acquired by the ashram. I eat in my neighbor's home. The tenant is my good friend and staunch supporter. I may visit India in May, during which time I attend daughter's wedding. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. Another letter. This is dated 11/4/85. My dear, love and best wishes to you, the children, and their grandfather. Thanks for your letter of 3rd March. A day before the bypass surgery. What happened later, I come to know from the letter of something. He also sent me a newspaper cutting, describes how visas were not granted in your brothers by the US officer in Madras. God himself comes in the form of us all. He remains incognito, really beyond the reach of our senses and mind. Though he is operating from within and from without, totally transcendent and undivided all the while. When the part he chooses to play as father, mother, or children is over, he sheds it different costumes, which we call body and mind. In this sense, the spirit that played the part of your mother is as full and perfect even now as when the part was being played. This knowledge, helpful in consolation from the philosophical standpoint. But from the human, emotional standpoint, this knowledge only soothes the pain of separation. To help further, we do some ceremonies, assuming that the departed is still capable of being benefited our prayers, conducted with a qualified priest or well-wisher. Now you have done all that, as wrote in his letter. Usually each month on the same day of the passing, preferably the face of the moon, any Panchami or Saptami, as the case may be, we make a smaller ceremony. just a simple worship of God without any priest. There must be a more elaborate worship when the year is over. The last one is represented each year. It implies thankfulness to God for appearing as the departed relative. When a person takes monastic or nunnery life, this ceremony is done once for all. It is done for oneself also. My religious urge has been the result of the teachings and influence of my mother's elder sister. She had two sons. The younger one, older than myself by 9 years, was a mathematics professor in Anandapur College. She wanted to see me in my monastic robes when death was just a week ahead. She said, "I told the same stories, etc., to all the children at home." Her two sons, my elder sister and her elder brother. "But you carried out what I wanted. When she died, we had no priest. We took the body in a bullock cart and I set fire to the wood with just our love as the ritual. But her elder son, who was unable to attend, and all the ceremonies that they performed all the ceremonies at home, 300 miles away. Love and gratitude are expressed through the ceremony. We are all included as part of the cosmic being God. With a physical body or without it, we are all in His loving embrace always. You had the privilege of serving her and she the joy of being with you and your children. God knows exactly what to do, when and where. Wish you and her and all the peace that is God Himself, who plays the part of our almighty separate Jivatma. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda." This was a letter after a disciple's mother passes away due to a surgery and a cancer. I close with a prayer. What kayena vacha manasa indriyarvya buddhyotmana vapakte svabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayaneyet samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind, or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that supreme divine Narayana.